Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker, sponsored by Backwell, Dan Perkins, Mendel Brown Plastic Surgery, Next Stage, IDI Dentistry, iMarketing, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.
Good morning, and Father Andrew Umberg is here. But, you know, I wanted to talk about, if you didn't mind, you know, did we do well at the Oktoberfest last Saturday?
Oh, yeah, weekend? I went well. Yeah. I went not as well as we would have liked to, but right. A little rain comes and you know, your way every now and then, and we did turn a profit, so that was a thing. I mean, we wanted to raise money for the church, and
right.
That did work.
Well, you know, what is so wonderful is I am getting this printed out for you. The Bible Comes to Life program. And this is one of the Catholic programs that they do. You really love teaching the Bible, don't you?
I do.
And you make it exciting. That's what the, you know, and so here's the thing I haven't even told you yet. Omer is coming, Omer Eshel, who is the CEO of the Bible Comes to Life, which is a non-denominational program. But he comes in this coming February, and the cool thing is that he comes and talks to our parish for free, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
That is.
And I have never met anybody that, besides you, that knows the Bible back and forth like he does. And his father taught him.
Mm.
And the cool thing is that he came up with a program, which I'm going to give you because he came up with it. And I still have it, and I'm going to give it to you to look at. But, you know, when you get a chance, and I have been to Israel, and I get to be the anchor here in Cincinnati. How about that?
Nice.
I'm excited about that because the wonderful thing is to be able to walk in where Christ was, where he was born. All of that is so important, don't you think, Father?
Oh, yeah. It's a great experience for anyone that can have it.
Right. And here's the other thing. We're adding Rome to it.
Yes.
And you know what? I've been to Rome. I've been to the Vatican. And I didn't tell you the funny part, but we'll talk about that later. What was so amazing was that I actually saw Rome before I saw Israel.
Oh.
And because I lived in Turkey.
Oh, that's right.
And so we went to Rome because we actually went to Rome during Christmas time, around Christmas time. And what was so amazing was to see the Vatican, to see everything, to see where all of our apostles, a lot of our apostles, and first church popes were buried, and that was unbelievable for me. So, what did it feel like for you, Father, to go to Rome as a young? Were you a seminarian, or you were already a priest?
Already a priest.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great. The first time I went there, I was on a tour that with my mom, a tour uh-huh. of Europe, And Rome was just one of the stops. And I hadn't told the other people on the tour bus that I was a priest. It was around 4 or 5 days into it. But when I showed up then in my clerics to take a cab with my mom down to the Vatican, well, my secret was out then.
Well, you know, we went to Ireland, and we didn't know we had two nuns on the tour, because all they had were little crosses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't tell that they were nuns. Hmm. Well, I finally figured it out. It took me a little while, but I found out. And they were the cutest nuns in the whole world. And, you know, half my girlfriend is the head of the Comboni Sisters.
Oh.
Mary Bernadette Helmer. I don't know if Helmer reminds.
I haven't had the pleasure.
Okay, but her brother's about maybe your age, maybe a little bit older than you. And the Helmers were from the west side of town. And when she was 17, she went into, she became a nun. And it shocked me so bad, I didn't know what to do. My best friend leaving me. So anyhow, tell me what it felt like. You studied there for 2 years, am I right, or more?
Oh, yeah. Later on, I got to study there 2 years. But that first time rolling up there, you know, I knew very little Italian. I knew a little bit of Spanish, but I said to the cab driver, Vaticano.
Vaticano? What does that mean?
It means Vatican.
Oh, is that it?
Yes. And, of course, seeing my clerics and seeing my mom with me, he knew the score, you know. So he drove us there nice and quickly and pulled us right up to St. Peter's Square. It was a Saturday morning around 9 o'clock. So the square was kind of empty then, and there we were looking right at St. Peter's. You know,
did you get a chance to have an audience with the Pope with your mom?
That first time, no. But
what did it feel like to meet the Pope for the first time?
Oh, wow. It was St. John Paul the Second.
Okay.
Of course, he hadn't died yet, so he wasn't canonized. But
right.
Everyone thought he would be canonized one day, although I didn't know it would be within my lifetime, or certainly, you know, I wouldn't think it would be within 10 years or whatever it was, 15 years. Oh, what an honor. The Pope, you know, I had been able to concelebrate Mass with him in his chapel, along with about another 40 people, many of whom were priests, more than half of whom were priests. A few were bishops.
Wow.
And we got ushered into this chapel. You know, everything, when you go there, it's kind of like a labyrinth there, the whole apostolic palace.
Right.
And, you know, they take you to one room, and then they take you to another room. Then they took us to another room and said, okay, get ready for Mass now. So we all had our, you know, our vestments, and then we put them on at this big table in this big room. And then we were ushered through this little door and then took a little right turn. And it so happened, usually I end up at the end of every line, like every cafeteria line. And I've been in a few because I was in a seminary for a long time as a teacher and as a student. Well, I'm toward the front of the line. I end up being shuffled. Someone pushes me right behind the bishops that are going in. And when we went in, it's kind of a modern chapel up there. It's not a real high ceiling or anything, and it really just holds 40 people. And there were four chairs to the left, four chairs to the right. What turns out, when the three bishops went to the left, and it was my turn to fill in the place, I was in the front corner place. And the bishop in front of me was a big, tall guy. I'm not that tall. So when he gets out of the way, I see that there is this guy kneeling at a kneeler in a white cassock.
And that was the Pope.
And that was the Pope, and I was within 3 feet of him.
Now, was he in, what kind of shape was he in by that time?
His health was pretty bad then. In fact, he was kind of, you know, he often leaned forward when he was praying, but he kind of leaned forward and a little bit off to the side, you know.
What year was that? Because, you know, I went to see him when I was in Turkey. What year was that?
This was the year of the Jubilee, or the year 2000. And it was December 14th, the feast of St. John of the Cross.
Actually, I was in Turkey. I saw him right before I... Wait a minute. Or did I go to Turkey? No, wait a minute. We were out of Turkey. No, I was still in Turkey. Actually, it was a couple of years before that I got to... And he was really not in good health then.
Yeah,
right?
His health was pretty bad through the 90s, really.
Right.
He was so healthy those first couple of years. Then, of course, the assassination attempt.
Right.
And then I think that was in 81.
Right.
And then later on, apparently, he had some sort of, it was rumored that he had some kind of cancer, and then the Parkinson's.
Right, right. Well, you know, the weird thing is that he actually, we went to Gandolfo. And one of my priest friends actually got me into Gandolfo. And we were in that little square, and we could just see him. And it was one of the things that my father wanted me to do, because he's Polish. I'm from Polish background. And he said, I want you to meet the Polish Pope, and I also want you to go to Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. And we got to see him, and I was so close. We were so close to him. I really wish I could have had an audience. That would have been really cool. That would have been so cool. But, you know, maybe we'll get to see him in heaven. I'll get to see him in heaven. Definitely.
There
right?
you go. Yes,
right?
yes. I have great hopes for you.
Great hopes for me, right. Well, you know, what's really amazing is you've kindled a spirit in me since we first met at St. William's many years ago.
Right.
And I just love the way you teach and the way you bring the Bible to people in a different light that I've never seen before. And it makes you excited about reading the New Testament and being part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's the cool thing. Were you always drawn to the priesthood?
I think every boy, when he receives First Communion, every Catholic boy that receives First Communion, thinks, gee, maybe I ought to be a priest. And then I think that kind of that idea kind of fades away, you know, the kind of cynicism or whatever of late grade school and junior high comes in. And then, of course, then all the boys go girl crazy, too. And while I kind of thought maybe I was supposed to be a priest, I wasn't very hot about the idea of becoming a priest.
But you were what were you doing before that? Because you are also on my cooking show, too.
Yes.
And so you love to cook as well.
Yes, yes. I love to cook, and I wanted to, and I hated school. And so when I went to high school, I was thinking, what kind of career can I have where I really don't got to go to school too much? And, of course, I didn't want to be a priest because of the challenge of renouncing marriage, you know, and celibacy. But also, I hated the idea of going to school. I had heard you go to school 6 years. Found out later, once I had signed up, that it was 9 years. I don't know if I would have been able to do it because I hated school. You wouldn't know it now, but I hated school.
You hated school?
I did. I didn't like the pressure of the deadlines and the writing stuff and all of that stuff. I didn't mind sitting there and listening to someone talk and learning something. I never minded that. So I guess my teaching style reflects that. I'm presuming that the student, you know, doesn't want to work.
Well, I love going to church. I love going to church while you're there because I learn so much every week.
Well, good.
And I think that's what we're craving is reaching out and, you know, touching God and being there all the time with Him. And having Him, you know, when we despair, and sometimes this happens because of all the life forces we have to deal with. And the other day I was so depressed, and I don't know, because I had to deal with somebody, and I had a couple anger management situations going on in my mind. And I just sat there and I just prayed. And the funny part was, is that two phone calls came in, and one was from Omar Eshel, and another one was from somebody right here. And it was like, God just hit me over the head like and say, listen, I'm listening. Aren't you listening? You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, my life is, you know, my life has changed in so many ways. And you've come back. And, you know, I grew up at St. William's Church, grew up on Rosemont Avenue. And it reminded me when I went to the Vatican, this basilica. And the way that church was built.
It was built, yes, very much inspired by Italian architecture, yeah.
Right.
I mean, throughout central and southern Italy, churches like that everywhere. And on Rosemont Avenue, you could hear the church bells.
Oh, yeah,
the
you could hear the church
you
bells.
You could hear those church bells every time they rang. They tolled every hour, right, and struck the half hour. And,
right. And it was really cool. So we're going to take a short break because we have sponsors that we have to put on, and we'll be right back with Father Andrew Umberg right after these messages, and we're going to have a caller calling in, okay? All right. Okay, we'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your resealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker on W4CY.
Well, we have a caller, Father. Okay, and that is Joyce Stewart. How are you?
Fine.
And have you been listening to the program?
Yeah.
Oh. And
both of us.
All of it. Good.
Yeah.
Have you met Father Umberg?
No, I didn't. I talked to him on the phone.
When he was doing the pledges, right?
Yeah.
And then you told him that you're married to a minister now, right?
Yeah, right.
And he's an evangelist, right?
Right.
Frank? I'd love for you guys to meet Father Umberg. He's awesome. He's awesome. So because you called in today and met Father Umberg, do you have any questions for him?
No, not offhand.
Right, and you're learning about the Bible a lot, aren't you, Joyce?
Yeah, wait a minute. Here's Frank. Let him talk to him.
Okay. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Frank. This is Father Umberg. He's our religious expert on our show now.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted you guys to meet because he is an evangelist himself, right, Father?
Yes, I try to be.
You
yes.
try to be, right. And Frank preaches. You've preached all over the world, haven't you, Frank?
Yeah, I've been in India a couple times and all over the United States.
Right. And he does the tent kind of evangelism, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, the revival type
the revival.
Of thing, yeah.
He's a revivalist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you all for calling in this morning, and you know what you get, don't you? You get dinner for two at Nick's American
yes.
Grill.
Well, that's close to us.
It sure is. Very close. He actually lives in Aston Woods.
Oh, okay.
So anyhow, but you haven't met Father yet, and I want you all to meet him. Maybe we'll do lunch or something or dinner over at my house. He's a cook. He also cooks.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that would be great. I'm happy to cook it or whatever,
yeah, right.
whatever you want to
Frank,
do.
Frank loves to cook.
Oh, okay.
And he makes a mean chili, right? Right,
right
Frank? That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, a little hot.
A little hot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yeah, let me give you one thought. Thanksgiving's
okay.
coming soon. And one verse in the Bible, it's 2 Corinthians 9:15, says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift he gave himself in Jesus Christ to us."
Amen to that.
Be saved.
Amen. And when are you going to be preaching next, buddy?
Well, I'm scheduled to preach the last Sunday of this month out in Berean Baptist in Independence, Kentucky. I started that church years ago.
And how old did you turn this year?
Well, I turned 84 last February.
Right. You got a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in today. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you on Wednesday, buddy. Okay?
Yeah,
see
Lord
ya.
Willing.
Thank you. Lord willing. All right. Father, you know, we've had a real religious day here at the station. I would like you in the next month or so, if we can, to do whatever you'd like to do with the Bible.
Okay.
Or whatever you'd like to do as part of our religious ministry here at our religious station, which is really cool. And I think you're the only Catholic pastor on our station. Am I right, Matt, about that? Yes, you are.
Okay.
You are exclusive. So, but I wanted to also let you know that we now not only have Let's Just Talk Radio, we have Let's Just Talk TV.
Oh.
We're TV as well as radio. So we could actually come in to the church and do a thing with the Bible study that you do.
Ooh.
And we could film it.
Well, that's very exciting. I'd like to do that.
Well, I'm very excited about this trip to Israel. And the cool thing about it is that we can plan it any way we want to with this education center. The Bible comes to life. It's a center, an educational center in Israel. And actually, Omer Eshel used to be the tourism director in Chicago for Israel. And he sent me for 9 days to Israel with another friend of mine and her husband. And we did a whole tour of it, a private tour.
Wow.
But the cool part about this is that we're going to include Rome in it.
Yeah, I think that's a nice thing for Catholics to have, you know. And, it sounds like it's a guy that really knows his stuff.
Backwards and forwards.
I'm sure.
Backwards and forwards. And when you meet him, actually, he was on my cooking show. I will send you a clip of it because he taught me some Israeli dishes. But the one place he's taking us is to Galilee, to the Sea of Galilee.
How beautiful.
How beautiful. And the Dex restaurant. And the Dex restaurant has fish that from the fish and the loaves. Same type of fish.
Nice. I look forward to.
And you get to throw. Here's the best part. You get to throw the net out on the Sea of Galilee, which I got to do.
Neat.
It's really neat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of the things that I did, it's the historic as well. You know, you want to bring your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the teaching. They have talks and seminars and all kinds of stuff. But it means so much when you go to the places where Christ was and the apostles were. And that's the part that I love about Israel. And I felt so safe there the whole time. It was funny because Omer said to me, Father, it's scarier in Chicago than it is in Israel. So, anyhow, tell us a little bit about what you're doing this year with your Bible study program.
Well, I'm trying to continue to do this whirlwind tour of the Bible. The problem with Bible classes is often that people get a little bit of the Bible history here and a little bit there, and they never are able to put the whole thing together. So I do what no one else would do. No person with any sense would do, and that is I try to teach the whole thing in a couple of hours. I try to have that whole history so that if they show up, they hear the history of the Bible. And they hear where the Bible books relate to each other, because most people don't. It's kind of like, oh, we've got the Bible. It's this big, long book. Some parts are very violent. Some of them are very difficult to understand. Gee, why would God say that? Or why would God do that? And then when people try to read the Bible cover to cover, which I would not recommend to anybody.
Why?
I recommend reading the whole thing, but not cover to cover. Genesis, I guess, is a good place to begin. But for Christians, we believe that, you know, all the covenants, it's more than one covenant, all the covenants of the Old Testament are fulfilled and surpassed by Jesus in the new and everlasting covenant. And so if you start at Genesis, you're about 1,000 pages away from the introduction of Jesus. So I think it's better for a Christian to become familiar with the New Testament first. However, to really then have an in-depth understanding of the New Testament, then you have to know something about the Old Testament. And for Catholics, you know, we read one part of the Old Testament every Sunday. You know, and I think for a lot of times it falls on deaf ears because people are saying, well, that was a nice, interesting, strange thing that God just said or that the people of Israel did, but I don't really understand it, you know. And what I try to do is make it so people can say, oh, that book, I know something about it, and I know where it fits in the basic history of the Bible. You know, there are big, long books, thousands of pages long about the history of the Bible. But there's a certain outline that if you know that, it really does a lot. It advances you to the head of the class very quickly.
You know, I think that's the reason, like, I love being a lector.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Eucharistic minister, but I love being a lector because I really take each reading and I actually study it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually put a lot of emphasis into it because I want them to understand it
mm-hmm.
before the gospel comes about.
Sure.
And, you know, I've been to a lot of the places that are in the Bible. I was lucky enough to go in not only in Turkey, but in Greece and also Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So these towns are very familiar to me now. So when I go, the picture comes up, you know, in my mind. And a very good friend of mine who went with me on this to Israel, she's got a book. Her husband's a photographer. And we're going to bring you the pictures because
mm-hmm.
when you see everything, it comes to life immediately. So when is your first Bible study, or have you already started?
I haven't started a series. I'm going to start my next series in Lent.
In Lent?
But I'm doing a little recap. There's a friend of mine that has what they call fireside chats. They have a little fire pit in their backyard. And they have this group of couples that have been coming for a long time to hear little talks. So I'm doing that. I'm trying to do a recap of what I first did in three talks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Talks. Then did in two talks. I'm going to do it in one talk for them because there's only, you know, that this thing doesn't meet as often. So I'm going to try to get through the whole
series.
Yeah, the whole series in one night there. And that might be what I try to do on your show.
You know, yeah, I'd love to do that. And then what we could do is a cooking show and do everything from the Old Testament. You know, I did a whole program, mm-hmm. a chef's program, about the Old Testament mm-hmm. and the food that they serve. I still have some of the recipes, which is really cool.
Nice.
So, that's fun. We have run out of time, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, I want to give the website. How's the website for the church? Is it all right? Your website?
Sure.
Okay.
It's St. Joseph North Bend.
.com.
Yes.
And you can read everything about that. And if you have not been to our church, you need to come.
Yes.
It's an experience, believe me. It's a great parish. Absolutely. I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it. And Father's going to be on at least once or twice every month. We only have 30 seconds left. I want to tell you to go up to letsjusttalkradio.com. We'll see you next week. I'm very excited. Thank you, Father, for coming down this morning. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks. Always an honor.
Always an honor to have you as well. Thank you. And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk after these important messages.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Are you or someone you love living with chronic kidney disease or on dialysis? NxStage may be able to help you live a healthier, longer life with more frequent home hemodialysis. Home hemodialysis is a different way of doing hemodialysis. Instead of going to a dialysis center, home hemodialysis with NxStage System 1 is performed in the comfort of your own home. The System 1 offers flexible therapy options, including performing your treatments during the day or at night while you sleep, allowing you to spend your day your way. Talk to your doctor to see if home hemodialysis is right for you, or call one of our patient consultants to learn more about your treatment options at 888-200-6456. The NxStage System 1 is a prescription device. All forms of hemodialysis, including treatments performed in-center and at home, involve some risk. In addition, there are certain risks unique to treatment in the home environment and specific to nocturnal use. Patients differ, and not everyone will experience the reported benefits of more frequent home hemodialysis. Call 888-200-6456.
I'm Dr. Mark Mandel Brown. If you're interested in facial rejuvenation, breast augmentation, or a mommy makeover to restore your figure, we're known for natural look cosmetic surgery. Our highly skilled staff perform permanent makeup, facial analysis and skincare, and the non-surgical Venus Legacy to melt fat and tighten skin. Who says you can't have it all?
Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery Center. Who says you can't have it all?
Dan Perkins recently completed the third book of his series, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Responds. Books 1 and 2, A Terrorist's Perspective and America Rebuilds, grabbed our attention and readers explored the scenario that could be pulled from today's news. While becoming involved with his lovable and hateable characters, Perkins weaves us through the ups and downs of what could be a true story. Never before has a writer so thoroughly engrossed us in his masterful words while making us realize the need to be diligent about the state of our country. For hours of reading pleasure, check out www.danperkins.com or get his books online at amazon.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker on W4CY.
We're going to welcome a guest back that has been on our show and we're doing different wonderful things with, and that is Paolo Salamone of Paolo the Modern Jeweler. And Paolo, if you don't know this already, has 25 years experience and he was trained under Master Jeweler Ezio Olivero. And all the while, he was honing in on his detail for modern design. Paolo has been awarded Best of Cincinnati Magazine, and most recently, he's been recognized by InStore InDesign Magazine as one of the top 10 outstanding jewelers with an outstanding character. And he's so different because Paolo, the Modern Jeweler, has a wonderful team that he's put together over the years. And he's been at the same location for 25 years. Am I right, Paolo?
Yeah, we're actually going into our 23rd year in the Gaslight District of Clifton on Ludlow Avenue in Cincinnati.
Where were you before that?
Well, we've always been right in this neighborhood. We just had a location that was right down the street, and then we moved up here 6 years ago into a bigger location with better parking.
You know, and that's really important, especially when people want to come to see you and you're not bringing them there. And because parking in that region is hard to find, true?
Yes, but we have a huge parking lot right next to us and plenty of street parking, so it's very accessible.
Right. So, you know, what's really exciting is that we're going to be doing something and we're filming something wonderful. We're doing a date night because when I first met you, and I met you at one of the big charity events, and actually I used to work for Mary Lee Schwarzwalder of the Warren County Humane Association. I used to be her event person that actually did all of her big events. So that's how I know her. And you were there and your people were there. And I thought, gee, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of jewelry that you were showing. And I thought, And then another place, another charity that I got introduced to, and I find out you're there too. So we just kept running into you all the time, right?
Yes, yeah. we met at the first event, and I think we saw each other at a couple charity events.
Uh-huh.
And then most recently, we ran into you at the Concours d'Elegance, the Alt Park car show, and we met at their gala on that Friday evening.
Right, and the funny part about it was that I met them through Mary Lee. Mm-hmm. And I'd been out to their home, Sue and her husband, Opie Willis, Rick Willis.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, and then I find out that you're from the same side of town that I'm from, which was really cool to hear.
Yeah.
Some of the most talented people are from that side of town.
Yeah,
what can I say?
The west side of Cincinnati.
Yeah,
we love it.
The west side of Cincinnati. Now, you have been working with charities, right, for how long?
That's great. We've actually been involved with charities pretty much our entire 23 years we've been in business. But in the last, I would say about 10 years, we created this incredible package that we donate to the charities. They sell the packages. They retain all the money and funding for that charity.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's called a date night package. And so the date night package includes a beautiful diamond or pearl necklace for the visuals. And then the date night package, they raffle that off. So that the, you know, that we'll sell two or three of those at each charity event, raising them the money and the funding and the awareness for their charity.
Mm-hmm.
And then the clients then return and come back to us. And when they become our clients, it affords us to be able to donate even to more charities.
And, you know, that's important because I think that, you know, right now during this period of time, political situation, we have so many charities that are really hurting. and they need to do different, unusual type things in order to bring, you know, the dollars they need for the charity. Mm-hmm. And I've worked for 3 nonprofits, and so I know I'm always begging for money for all of them, and or was, still am for a couple, because I actually list those charities up on our websites because I think it's really important.
Yeah.
You know? And so anyhow, I was so amazed at you. As you know, my grandfather and my father were jewelers.
Correct.
And, you know, when you grow up in a jewelry store and they keep the Polish bread in the safe, you know, I'll tell you, it's a riot, to be honest about it. I have to tell you, Paulo, I really miss my father.
Aw.
I'll tell you why, because he always fixed and always used to make beautiful clocks as well.
Wow.
And, you know, I never had to worry about my jewelry because he was always there. And then when he passed away, it was hard, you know. So anyhow, I mean, I it's funny, I have to share this with you. I was down in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I have to bring you one of these earrings. You're going to freak out. That's so funny. They actually designed the earring from a bicycle tire. It's weird. It's weird. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So I love eclectic things as well. And I'm not afraid to wear wild stuff.
Oh, I know you're not. That's why we're ready for your jewelry makeover tomorrow.
I know. I need it.
Yeah. And then we're going to bring back some of those fond memories from your father's beautiful jewelry and his work that he's done for you. So
that's right. And it's weird. I mean, some of them are really good. Really nice pieces, right? That can, needs
right.
to be need to be redesigned, but a lot of them are not gemstones. They're what I call what do you call them? You don't call them. I can't even think of the name right here. They're classic pieces, but they're not fine jewelry. So they may have been done. I have things from everything from Spain, from Thailand, from everywhere. And those are the kind of pieces that I want to hand down to my children.
Correct.
And some of the pieces are already gone because they come home and they go, Mom, we should wear this before you die. I said, I'm not planning on dying yet. You know, so all of a sudden I don't have these pieces. And I think the funniest one was, you're going to love this, Paula. The funniest one was that I was in Vegas, and I went to a pawn shop, and I think I still have one that's similar, so I'm going to let you see. I'm going to bring all that out tomorrow, but it was a piece that I thought was so unusual, right, that I really, really liked it, and I used to wear it all the time, and I've got tiny hands. My fingers are very small. So I can't get away with these huge stones that overpower my hand.
Sure.
But I still like those sparkly little pieces, you know, that everybody likes. But you know, when I wear things, I love earrings and I love just a very beautiful necklace. I don't have to have lots of gaudy stuff. I mean, if I wear gaudy, it's going to be on the ears. I'm not going to wear it around my neck especially, okay?
Sure.
But I think today we're looking, that one piece that you do that's your signature piece of diamonds is just beautiful. It's just simple. And I think people love that about your designs. Am I right?
Yes. I mean, that's something that if we want to push some of your listeners to our website, it's mm-hmm. very simple. It's just www.paolousa.com. So it's paolousa.com. And what we're known for is we respect a lot of the classic designs, and we have a huge collection of estate jewelry, just meaning pre-owned pieces that are vintage pieces from different eras.
Mm-hmm.
But our main focus is starting with either fresh gemstones or redesigning older pieces into new designs. Mm-hmm. And the piece that you're talking about has done extremely well for us. The design is called Sleek, and it started out with just a small diamond set in silver, and we started donating those to the charity groups, and then we kind of honed it in and started working in yellow gold, white gold, and platinum for the same design. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's just a really simple, sleek piece of metal with one diamond set towards the bottom of it. And it's just a great way to encase a piece, a diamond, or even a gemstone. And that's called our sleek design. So it's just a thin bar of metal coming down with one larger stone at the bottom of that piece. And then all of our designs are set on adjustable chains.
And that's important because everybody's neck size is not the same, and everybody's length is not the same. And that's important, don't you think?
Definitely.
And on that note, we need to take a short break. Give your website out again, and we'll be right back.
All right. It's paolousa.com. It's paolousa.com.
And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk after these important messages.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our expert, Dr. James Butler, is the original smile artist. As one of the most recognized implant and mini implant specialists in Ohio, Dr. Butler at Innovative Dental Implants, or IDI, has perfected the art of dental implants while keeping the price affordable. If you're one of the thousands who need an implant for any reason, Dr. Butler can provide just what you need. He's been on many extreme makeover programs, and he's an expert on Let's Just Talk. When looking for an affordable implant at a fair price, call IDI at 614-529-0062 or visit us at IDISmile.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk, and we have our expert in jewelry and jewelry design, and he's one of the top jewelers in the country, and his name is Paolo Salamone, and he is the owner of Paolo, a Modern Jeweler. And his website is Paolo, paolousa.com. And we were talking, you know, the rage today you see everywhere are chocolate and all these different color diamonds. What's going on, buddy?
And I said, what I think is happening here now is, you know, the gem industry is extremely popular. Mm-hmm. And obviously diamonds are, you know, known as the girl's best friend. Mm-hmm. And diamonds, we use them for engagement, for right-hand rings, for diamond necklaces and diamond bracelets. Mm-hmm. But gemstone jewelry is actually extremely powerful in the industry, especially with a studio like ours that mm-hmm. tends to really like seeing, you know, color. They want to see color. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happened in the last few years is the diamond cartel or the diamond industry has really become aware. And I think we're starting to see more and more colored stones hit the market. Now, the gemologist could explain this better, mm-hmm. but basically all diamonds and all gemstones have a color streak. Mm-hmm. And as they crystallize or as they mineralize or crystallize, they pick up different minerals. And that's how gemstones and diamonds become different colors. And then the light reflects through those stones, and that's how we see the color. So basically, like sapphires come in all colors of the rainbow and plus some, but most of us see sapphires only being blue. But then when they come into our studio, because we are more of a boutique setting and more of a custom designer, they'll see yellow diamonds or yellow sapphires, green sapphires, pink sapphires, blue sapphires, red sapphires. So what's happened in the diamond industry is I think they've started to capitalize on that color, and we're starting to see chocolate diamonds, blue diamonds flood the market. And it used to be that they were thought that they were very much more rare or much more expensive. And mm-hmm. at times they can be, but in general, there's yellow diamonds that are same price as a white diamond. Mm-hmm. But that can be reversed. The white diamond could be way more expensive than the yellow diamond, or you could have what's called a canary yellow diamond, which may be more expensive than the white diamond. Mm-hmm. So the industry has started to produce and actually just really more than producing, started to market the color stones more. And I think that's what we're seeing. The colored diamonds are starting to become more and more popular.
Yeah, I had never seen a chocolate diamond except for a few years ago. It was really amazing. But, you know my favorite stone, right?
Well, you talk about so many. I would have to think back through that list.
I never say it correctly. And you,
the citrine.
Citrine.
Citrine, yes.
I'll tell you, when I actually saw the first citrine, I mean, it was huge. And one of my dad's buddies, actually, who's a jeweler, actually showed me the design. And ever since then, I've just fallen in love. I just love them. Mm-hmm. I think they're just gorgeous. And I actually sometimes like them more than I like diamonds. How about that one?
Wow, that's definitely, you know, something that when people come into a independent jeweler with us, you know, they're not just looking just for a diamond. They may want, yesterday we sold for an engagement ring, we sold a blue sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually called a Montana blue sapphire. So it was mined in Montana in the United States, which is becoming more and more popular.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on the reverse side of diamonds starting to show more in color, mm-hmm. color stones are being used in place of diamonds quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Now, generally, when we do that, we will use stones from the sapphire family because diamonds are 10 on a hardness scale. And what that means is the diamonds will not scratch.
Right.
No other mineral can scratch a diamond besides another diamond. Now, any gemstone, including diamonds, can chip and crack, but
right.
they're less likely to scratch and become dull. And that's the beauty, the allure, and reason that diamonds, the cost is a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The second most popular stone for engagement rings, or even fine jewelry in general, is usually sapphires and rubies.
Mm-hmm.
Because sapphires and rubies are from the same family. They're from the corundum family. And sapphires come in a multitude of colors. And then the very pinkish sapphires start to become red. And then there's a fine line between a red sapphire and a red ruby, or a pink sapphire and a pink ruby. They're very similar in color. They're from the same family, and usually
mm-hmm.
a gemologist has to determine that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're finding out more and more often is that a lot of people are opting for colored gemstones versus a diamond, or a colored diamond versus a white diamond.
Mm-hmm.
But sapphires are absolutely beautiful, and when you come in Saturday, we're going to show you some of the beautiful sapphires that we use. And occasionally we do go to rubies, but I think people choose sapphires more because there's more of a color range where rubies tend to stay either pink or red. And if any of your listeners are interested, I think you and I had talked about this earlier, they can actually contact us through our website or our email address. And the email is the same as the domain. It's paolo@paolousa.com. And we actually do virtual tours, and we work by FaceTime,
mm-hmm.
and or by Skype, and they can actually show us old jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
They can show us old jewelry, and they can actually, over the internet, they can show us their pieces, and then we can just, you know, look at this piece and say, hey, you know, this is what we would suggest, or hey, I have these earrings, I'm looking for a beautiful mounting to match it.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually pick pieces from a virtual tour, and we can ship that to them. We can also draw designs on a CAD design. So like what you're explaining is you wanted something that was very specific, and knowing your history with your family, you wanted to protect that stone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of just going out and buying a mounting and settling it for it, we can actually create that mounting for you to protect that stone using the metal that you want, just using it properly.
And then I'm also allergic to certain metals, so they turn, you have a lot of acid in my system. So
mm-hmm.
what happens is if it's got too much nickel or whatever in it, it turns my hand black.
Correct. And a lot of what's happening with that in the industry right now
mm-hmm.
is a lot of jewelers where, first of all, there's nickel-free white gold out there. Silver generally does not have nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum is the purest metal you can use. It's naturally hypoallergenic,
mm-hmm.
and it does not tarnish. That's what we specialize in, platinum,
mm-hmm.
and we specialize in colored golds. Now, we do use a lot of white gold, but we try to use nickel-free white gold. Or there's now another metal out there that we would use for you, Catherine. It's nickel-free. Uh-huh. And what it does is it's 14-karat white gold palladium.
Uh-huh.
So it has no nickel, but it's mixed with palladium, which is from the platinum family, which makes it a little bit whiter and a little bit harder. Uh-huh. The other thing we can do to metals is we can rhodium plate white gold.
Okay.
Not to be confused with gold plating or costume jewelry, but rhodium plating, you take 14-karat white gold or 18-karat white gold, and you rhodium plate it, which is, again, from the platinum family.
Uh-huh.
You plate it 3 or 4 times, and that usually protects the skin from what other metals are in there. And sometimes it's nickel. It could be silver. Most people are not allergic to gold, silver, or platinum. They're allergic to the base metals that are mixed in.
You know, we've run out of time, my dear. Can you give your website and your telephone number if you'd like to?
I would love to. I appreciate the offer. It is paolousa.com. So it's just www.paolousa.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then our phone number here in Cincinnati is 513-751-2171. And they can contact, that number goes directly to me. I answer all the phone calls and all the emails as well.
I thank you so very much for joining us again on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Backwell, Celestial Cruises, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, Next Stage, IDI Dentistry, iMarketing, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.